but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around. This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern.
And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Concerning me,
and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
That just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season to turn around. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
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 It's turning around.
I can see
around for me.
I can feel it happen.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
It's turning around.
For God, not a man.
For me.
That he's alive.
For me.
Nor the Son of Man.
Man, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Because I believe that sooner or later, it's getting ready to turn around for you. I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care what friends or family members have said about you. It's getting ready to turn around. And I need each and every one of you to believe that it's getting ready to turn around for me. I don't care what, despite what it looks like, what it seems like, it's getting ready to turn around for me. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Welcome once again to the Prophet's Closet. I am your friend, your brother, your cousin, your nephew, your neighbor. I'm the person who walks on the street at night sometimes, and I may be the person who is right next to you. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods, the Prophet's Closet. So let's take a journey in the closet. Let us talk today about something that I believe that it is so prevalent for each and every one of us, and I think each and every one of us has a uniqueness about one another that we bring something to the table. I just believe without a shadow of a doubt that we are some invincible people if we allow the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say that one again. I ain't even get the chance to finish that. I believe that we are some invincible people if we allow the Holy Spirit to take complete control over us. We can do exactly what the Bible said that we can do. All things. We can do all things. There's no failure in us. We are some creative people. We are some magnificent people. We know how to bring healing to the hurt. We know how to prophesy. We know how to speak miracles into existence. And it ain't because of us. It's only because of the working power of the Holy Spirit. He allows us to move the way that he sees fit for us to move. Not that again. We can only move in the way that allows us to move, not our own, on the will and the guidance of, I believe that we don't really give the Holy Spirit enough credit. What did Jesus say? He said, I'm going to leave you, but I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, my God, glory, thank you. He said, I'm going to leave you, but I will not leave you comfortless. I was on some other Jesus can be walking side by side with you today. But if you leave here and go to South Africa, and Jesus might always be with you, but guess who will also be with you wherever you go? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that was sent on the earth, ooh, good God Almighty, to dwell in each, in each and every one of us. Not just one individual, but every, he is able to be in every individual upon the earth for them who ask him to come in. The Holy Spirit. And then when he comes in, he don't just come in with just a little power. He comes in with all power. My God. Amen. Y'all got to forgive me today because I'm on one today. I mean, today is just one of them days that, hey, you got to just ride the wave with me. You understand what I'm saying? You just got to ride the wave with me. Because I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I thought I was going to go to another place, but I'm getting ready to go somewhere with each and every one of you if you allow me to be used by the Holy Spirit to show you in Scripture of how much God really loves you and how much he really wants to endow each and every one of you with power. Amen. Glory be to God. I was reading, and let me slow down. Thank you, Father. Let me slow down. Let me give you today's topic. Today's topic is the power of God. Not by power, not by might, by His Spirit, says the Lord. I'm getting ready to give you something. Glory be to God. I hope that at the end of this service here, that you will be so energized to know that I really can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because the strength comes from the Holy Spirit that's inside of me. And I need to allow Him to be who He is in me. Not me in Him, but He in me. Can I say that again? Not me in Him, but He in me. Because I'm understanding that the Holy Spirit does not, He's a gentleman, and He only comes when He is asked to come in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about in the book of Genesis. Let's go to Genesis, the first chapter. I want to talk to you all about the Spirit of God, His power. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that the light was good. Now you got to understand something. He allowed His Spirit to move upon the surfaces of the water. And then He allowed His Spirit to now create light and then separate light from darkness. You can't tell me that the Spirit of God, oh my goodness, and with all the glory of that is embodied in the Holy Spirit, begin to create and do things based upon the Word of God. The Bible says in the book of John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing moves without a Word. That's going to be another topic right there. The Word of God. The Word was spoken, and because the Spirit understood the Word that was spoken out of God's mouth, then things began to activate based upon the Word and the instruction of the Word to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit begins to create things based upon the Word. And so when the Word was instructed from God, that is the power. That's the dunamis power of God to instruct the Holy Spirit to now move upon the face of the earth and begin to create things, make things grow. Come on, somebody. You got to understand the power that each and every one of us have because we have been endowed by the power of the Holy Spirit. I was reading, this was a couple of years ago, I was reading something about an African-American woman. She was in a horrific accident. She was discharged out of the vehicle. The vehicle was on the hood, and underneath the hood of the vehicle was her son. And you would think that there's no possible way that this woman can lift up a 3,000-pound vehicle. But I want you to listen to the story. I want you to listen to the story. The vehicle was on fire. She begins to crawl to the vehicle because she hears her son crying and screaming because the vehicle was crushing him. And the vehicle was on fire. So the woman goes over, musters up enough strength just to crawl to the vehicle. I want you to really imagine this. I want you to see this as I'm speaking it to you. She crawls to the vehicle. She musters up enough strength to get up, and then she begins to pray. Father, help me. in the name of Jesus. She didn't ask for anything else, but she just asked for help. Help me. And she put her hands up under the vehicle, and she begins to just pick the, just all of a sudden, pick the vehicle up off her son. Now, I want you to understand this. She picks the vehicle up over her head. She takes one hand off the vehicle with one hand still, lifting the vehicle up, reaches underneath to grab her son from up under the vehicle, which was on fire. Oh, God, glory. And my imagination, my thought process would say to myself, there's no possible way that this woman could have lifted a 3,000-pound vehicle over her head and then hold it up with one hand and then reach down to grab her son. There's no logical way that I could even imagine what this woman did, nor could I imagine what she was going through at the particular time of her doing this invincible thing that we think. But see, that's the human mind. The human mind, oh, shy God, you're talking to me. The human mind would see things and say that there's no possible way that you can overcome this. Because the mind will play tricks on each and every individual. But it's when you begin to get out of the human chronological mind of your thinking and then begin to ask the Holy Spirit to come in and take your, oh my God, help me Jesus, take over your mind. And when you allow the Spirit of God to take over your mind, you begin to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And this wonderful woman begin to believe that I can do that strengthens me. Because it's no longer my strength. It becomes the strength of the Holy Spirit. It becomes the power. Whoosh, ah, my God, glory. The Zeusius power of God that begins to now operate in me, whereas that I possibly couldn't do it, but the Holy Spirit in me has done the invincible. What I may look to see that's impossible, he says nothing is impossible when you ask me to do this for you. You want to get healed from cancer? Ask me. You want to get healed from all types of diseases? Ask me. If you want to get healed from brokenness, ask me. El Shakata, my God, glory. And I'll be able to do what you feel and may think that is impossible, but it is possible to me. Oh, my God, glory. Hallelujah. I hope you're still there. I hope I'm not jumping ahead of myself, but I hope you're still there. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, and it reads this: it is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretches out the heavens. This is in the book of Jeremiah. Keep stay there in the book of Jeremiah. Go to 32 in the book of Jeremiah. He says, behold, 32 and 27, he says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? He's asking a question to Jeremiah, to ask the people, look, I created everything that you are looking at right now. I'm the God of everything. Is there anything too hard for me? It might not be hard for me, but you may say, well, God, it's hard for me to walk in forgiveness. It's hard for me to love. It's hard for me to grasp this understanding of your power. It's hard for me. But it's when you begin to get out of me and get into he, that's when things begin to be a little bit easier. Because you're no longer operating out of your character, out of your abilities. You're now operating, my God, glory, in the attributes of the Holy Spirit. And when you begin to operate in the attributes of the Holy Spirit, nothing is hard to God. You can walk
in love. You can love those who may think that this is a person who is unlovable. You can overcome hatred. You can overcome unforgiveness. You can overcome anything when you allow the Holy Spirit to take over, because he brings power. Power to do this thing. Oh, my God. I don't know about you who are listening to me on the line right now, but I want to operate in this power. Glory be to God. I want to operate in this power. I want to know the fullness of this power. Glory to God. I want to be able to say, I can do it. When other folks may give up on me, I want to be able to say, there's nothing too hard for my God. I can operate the way that he desires for me to operate. I can move in the abilities of what he desires for me to do. Nothing that I can do on my own, but it's when I have been endowed by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God gives me the power. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Psalm 62, 10 and 11, it says this: once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his works. That means that you will begin to give me everything that I need according to my works, according to what I've done for you, according to how I stood for you. You give me what I need. And I don't need just anything. I need the power of God to operate in today's society. I need the power of God. I need the wisdom of God to move. Hallelujah. Whatever God has for me, I need that. Not for vainglory, but I need it just so that I can show and tell people of how great of a God I serve. I need that. Hallelujah. His measurements of his glory surpasses my understanding. But when I walk in the power of God, I get to see everything that he has created, everything that he has spoken. I get to see all of this. And then not just see it, I can walk therein. Thank you, God. So if you go with me to the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, I believe it, in the book of Luke, you know, we're going to deal with the book of Luke, and then we're going to also deal with the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Because Jesus had said something very important to disciples that he wanted them to do in the book of Acts. But let's go to the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, in the book of Luke, I believe it was at verse number 16 or verse number 17. It was up in one of them, the verses Jesus was speaking to the disciples. And I think it was verse number 17. This is when the disciples were able to do everything in the name of Jesus. They were using Jesus' name. And this is what Jesus says to them in the book of Luke 10 and 17, chapter 17. I'll start right there. The Bible says, when the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him. They singing. You got to just imagine this. They singing. They're talking with one another. They have overcome some things, and they've had some victories. And so they were very zealous, and the Bible says very joyful. And then it says this: they reported to him, "Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name." There was so much power in Jesus' name that the devils bowed at the name of Jesus. Remember, I think it was the seven sons of I think the seven sons of Sceva. I think it is. Please, I may be wrong, but please forgive me if I am. But They said, Paul I know, and Jesus I know. Question, well, but who are you? And the Bible said that the demons beat these individuals up because they were using something. Let me just go here with you. They was using the name of Jesus, but did not ask Jesus to come in. And so when you don't ask him to come in, it will be hard for an individual to operate in something that, that they didn't ask for them to come in. They didn't ask for to have a fellowship with him or ask to have a relationship with him. They were just trying to use a name with no knowledge of how powerful the name of Jesus really was. And so the Bible says that after they came back joyful and just so happy over what has just taken place right in front of their eyes. Look at verse number 18, what Jesus says to them. He said, yes. He told them, yes, I know what happened because you know who I am. And guess what? My Father in heaven has allowed you to use the name above all names because of the relationship that me and you have. Without relationship, oh my God, I feel the power of God. Without relationship, there is no power. My God, glory. Listen to me, Pastor E. When folk don't have a relationship with Jesus, there is no power given to them, my God, because they never had asked him to come in. And it's only when you ask him to come in is when God says, okay, let me endow you with the power that was given by the, oh my God, the name above all names. The one who died for you. The one who was crucified for you. The one who said, on the third day I'll rise. And it's because the power of God. Oh, shot. Ain't it amazing? It's amazing to me that God allowed Jesus to die. And then on the third day, he allowed his spirit to go and wake him up. Huh. To go and wake up that which was dead. Let me tell y'all something. God is trying to wake up that which is dead inside of you. Hey, katamana. Oh, God, glory. There's some of us who are walking around and have been walking around for years as something that's been dead. But God says, no longer shall you operate this way. No longer shall you be this way. It's time for you to now operate in the power that has been given to you. Because no longer will you sit around as though that you are dead. My God, glory. It's time for you to start operating in the power that God had given Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Amen. So Jesus says, yes, I know. I know what you're going through. Huh, my God, glory. I know how you feel to be endowed with this power. I felt it myself. I've operated in myself because I've always acknowledged the one who gave it to me, which was my Father. And when you begin to acknowledge the Father and begin to thank the Father and begin to celebrate the Father, the Father begins to now give you that which he promised you. My God, help you, Jesus. Then Jesus says, yes. He told him, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Why? Because Satan was kicked out by the power of God. Nothing evil can stand in the presence of the power of God. Nothing evil can stand in the presence of the power of God. I'm going to say that again for the Holy Spirit. Nothing evil can stand in the power of the presence of God. That's why he was booted out of heaven, quick, fast, in a hurry, like lightning falling down to the earth. That's how powerful God is. That's how powerful you and I are. When we begin to allow ourselves to move out of the way and allow him and his deity to be present inside of us. He said, I saw him fall like lightning from heaven. Verse number 19. He says, look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because of evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your name, what did he say? He said, rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. Ah, my God, don't you understand that the power that is given to you is recognized in heaven? Ah, my God, glory. Help me, Jesus. The power in each and every one of you has been recognized in heaven because you're no longer walking the way that you would want to walk, but you're walking the way that the Holy Spirit has guided you to walk. And you can walk with this power. King James Version. Let me give it to you, the King James Version. Because I like the King James Version when Jesus has given you this power. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, behold, Satan as lightning fell from heaven. And then he goes on to say, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And then he says this, and over all the power, look at this. I want you to listen to this. I give you the power even over what? The enemy. Well, who is he talking about? He's talking about the devil. The devil don't have no power over you. The devil does not have power over you. But the Bible says that Jesus gave you power over the devil. So why is it, Prophet Dave, why is it that we're scared? Ah, my goodness. I know Prophet David is on the line with us tonight. Amen. Prophet David, why are we scared of this power that God gave us? Why are we scared? That's because the enemy has frightened us. The enemy has talked to generations after generations in our family heritage, glory be to God, to bring fear upon our generation. And one generation passed it on down to the next generation that he is the big, bad boogie, a liar. You got more power than what you can ever imagine you got. Some of us right now, we're only operating on 10% of what God gave us, and there's still 90% left. You ain't even reached your full potential. You ain't even reached your full potential. But you allow something that is lower than you to tell you that you don't have this. Eve allowed something lower than her and Adam to speak to her, to give up and render the power that God gave them. Adam allowed Eve to be deceived. Why did he allow her to be deceived? Somebody might be saying, okay, he allowed it because the Bible says that she gave the fruit to her husband who was right next to her. Adam was mesmerized that a serpent was speaking, when he the one who named everything in the garden, and they both gave up the power that God gave to them. The first Adam did. So Jesus said, "Look here, I'll go down and get back what you gave to man, and then when I get it back, we're going to redisperse it again. Because now they're going to have a true example of that which can overcome every evil thing, every evil speaking, every evil power. I can overcome all of that because all power is in my hand. Oh, my God, glory. Thank you, Father. Now, I'm talking to you all now. I'm telling you. It ain't me who's talking to you. It's the Holy Spirit who's telling you all that you got it. This is now time for you to walk therein. My God, help me, Jesus. I'm trying to slow down because I really want to give it to you in the most profound way I possibly can. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I hope everybody is getting this. I don't know. Man, I just got to see a message. Oh, my God. I hope I'm off mute. Please. Pastor, you tell me I'm off mute. Please. I just seen a message from you saying place one and come on in. I hope to God I'm being heard. I hope to God I'm being heard. If anybody that know me who's listening to me right now, if you got my number, please tell me that thank you, because I was about to have a fit because I'm saying to myself, Lord, I'm on mute still, but I see that I'm not on mute. Thank you, Father. I'm no longer muted, but I'm walking in the power, the Zeusiest power of God. Hallelujah. And so, when you're operating, thank you, Pastor, when you're operating outside of the norm, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not normal to walk in this type of power. It's not normal. You got to walk in the unknown to have this type of power. He allows you to see things that mortal people can't see when you have been endowed with this power. You can do the invincible. Your imagination goes way beyond your comprehension when you're walking in this type of power. Because the mind is saying there's no possible way this human being can walk like this, talk like this, do this type of miracles. There's no possible way. That's why the Bible says in the book of Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world. There's too many believers who is formed to this world, and this is the reason why their thinking has what captivated them to actually think and believe that they can walk in the power of God. Your thinking has gotten you in trouble. That's why God says, without the mind, I can't do anything. I can't do nothing without me. Or you allow me to take over your mind. I can't do it because if you walk the way you walk, if you talk the way you talk, it's going to talk you out of being a person who walks in miracles. This shit cut here. Oh, God, allow us to walk in this. Oh, God, help us today, Father, to walk in this, the Zeusiest power. There's Dunamis power, but then there's the Zeusiest power. You got to look that up. It's a Hebrew word, the Zeusiest. You got to look at that. And then it will give you, my God, help me, Jesus. You can prophesy. You can call those things that be not as though they were. When you walk in this type of power, nothing will hurt you. You can overcome the hardest challenge, the most difficult things. You can overcome this when you walk in this type of power. Glory. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see things that we've never seen, to walk in things that that our mortal bodies would faint at, but because of the power been endowed in us, we thank you. you that I can lay hands on those who have given up on folk that said that they can't make it back from the stage for cancer. I thank you that you're giving me the power. Because the power of God is more greater than the power of cancer. It's more greater than the power of AIDS. It's more greater than the power of the coronavirus. It's more greater than anything, any demonic force. It's more greater than that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Ooh,
but it's when
hallelujah.
You allow to come in. It's when you allow him to, not out of your will, but out of his will. That's why Jesus had quickly said when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, not my will, but let your will be done. When you allow the will of God to be done in your life, you can do whatever you need to do to get over every obstacle, every situation. Hallelujah. You can speak to those things. Why do you think Jesus was so awesome of a man that walked in a mortal fleshly body, that he was able to speak and curse a fig tree? He was able to go and was a dead girl. He told everybody that was in there, he said, if you don't have faith, get out.
Get
don't out. You know you got to have faith to operate at the level that God wants you to operate in when it comes to power? You got to have faith. It's the number one thing you need to operate at this level. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Everybody, with the story that happened in the book of Acts, the first chapter in the book of Acts, I believe it is, that when Jesus had told the 120, but you know, there's so many people who said it was more than 120. It was just that there were some other folk who felt that I don't need to be here. I don't need to stay here. But it was the faithful ones that said, I'm gonna stay here. Because he told me to stay here, because I was getting ready to get this gift that God promised us. Hallelujah. And so here in the book of Acts, go with me to the book of Acts, the first chapter. And the book of Acts, I believe it's around the 8th verse in the book of Acts. There's one thing that I love about the word of God. I love that the word of God encourages me even when I'm at my lowest. His word encourages me. And a lot of people think that prophets don't get weary. They don't get discombobulated. They don't have pains. We don't have hurts. We don't deal with issues. That's nothing from the truth. We deal with stuff just like anybody else would deal with it. But it's how we go to the Father. It's how we go to the Father. And it's how the Father begins to speak to us based upon the issues that we bring before him. There's some issues that God is saying, look here, I got you, but I still need you to continue on this journey. Oh, God, Lord, I hear you talking. And then there's some things that God says, I'm going to handle immediately. Because in order for you to get to where you need to get to, I need to get this thing about you. Because you ain't going to be no good to anybody if you don't get delivered from this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody just need to raise their hand and say, thank you, Father, for delivering me when you want to deliver me. But you're still commissioning me to do the will of you. My God, glory. Hallelujah. Some of us are operating in pain, and still, the miracle hand of God is upon us, because it ain't our will. We just asked him to come in, even in the midst of the scars that we have. But we're asking him to separate us from those things that the power of God can come in. way it needs to operate. It don't need to operate with my fragile mindset. It don't need to operate in my inadequacies. It only needs to operate with a willing spirit. Despite what I'm going through, Pastor E, despite what I'm going through, Pastor Dave, despite how I feel in my body and what people have said about me, it's when I separate myself and begin to ask the Spirit of God to come in. That's when the power takes over. And I no longer operate as Dwayne would operate, but I operate the way the prophet would. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me. Help me, Father. I'm going to another place in you. Mata Rusaba. I'm going to another dimension in you. Because I'm no longer operating in the flesh. And that's what disrupts you from getting the power of God. It's your flesh. It's when you allow the flesh to take control over you. So it's the way you allow your mindset, which is a part of your flesh, to tell you that you can't do this. There's somebody on the line right now. Oh, God, I feel you. I feel you, Father. And it's time for the church to come forward out of you. But you got to have the faith to believe that God can do it. He's created you to do it. Somebody on the line, listen to me right now, in the internet world. Somebody said that you'll never be able to accomplish this task. But the Spirit of God says that if you would just get out of yourself and allow me to take over, I'll do it right in the midst of their speaking against you. I'll do it in front of them. Look here. I will place a table in the midst of your enemies and have you eat real good in front of them. Because it's no longer you, it is I, says the Lord, that is doing this thing. My God, help me, Jesus. I feel fire. I feel fire on the line right now. I feel, oh my God, I got prophets that are listening to me that you are seers. You're seeing things as I'm speaking to you. You're seeing way beyond the dimensional forms. You're seeing in the third realms. My God, help me, Jesus. Seeing things. And some of you writing it down. You're writing down what you're seeing. Because God is allowing you to peek into Ushayatanamokushkaba. He's allowing you to peek into the dimensional realms and begin to now write. Where do you think Paul, when he went into the third heaven, that was a dimensional realm that Paul went in. And he says, there's some things that I can't even number, I can't even mention to you all because you wouldn't even understand it. You couldn't understand what I do. I'm seeing. Okay, Dwayne. Bring it down. Bring it down. Hallelujah. And so Jesus had spoke to the disciples, and he says this in verse number 6. He says, When therefore were come together, when they came together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know. Look at that. It ain't for you to know this type of stuff right now. Why are you shouldn't be concerned about this. The thing you should be concerned about is staying still. You're asking too many questions. And God said, no, that shouldn't be a concern of yours right now. Just stand still. He says, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. You wouldn't be able to comprehend it. The power of God that type of power, you wouldn't be able to comprehend it. But then he goes on and says, but ye shall receive power. Ah, my God, glory, help me, Jesus. Ah, he said, you won't be able to understand that type of power, but I'm going to give you some power. I'm going to give you some power. Verse number eight, it says, but you shall receive power. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. This is the power that he says that you need right here. Don't worry about the power that's coming from God, the hand of God, to know the seasons and the times of things, but get ready for the Holy Ghost to endow you with the power to do what I told you that you was going to do. Walk over serpents and scorpions and the power over the devil himself. Is there anybody on the line that can say, I want that type of power? I don't want the type of power to be timid any longer. I want the power that God says I can walk beyond certain situations because it's no longer I. It's the power that's operating inside of me. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, but you shall receive power after that of the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. When you operate in this type of power, that can stop you. You can go into any nation. You can go from just say for an example, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I can go to the Philippines with this type of power. Glory be to God. I can go to Germany. I can go to Europe. I can go to Italy. I can go to France with this type of power and demonstrate the power of God. I can demonstrate the power of God. Hallelujah. Because I'm no longer walking in the flesh, but I'm operating out of the spirit of Yahshua HaMashiach, Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And Yah gave me the power to now do exactly what he has called me to do. Cast out devils. See, you got to get this. The power of God is not just for you. It's to cast out demons. It's to heal those who are sick. It's all for the equipping of the saints. See, that's where we get things wrong. That's why, oh, my God, I heard that one. Amen. That's why we're not operating in the real, true power of God, because God says, look, there are some of us who only want it for vainglory, but we don't want it for the actual kingdom. I heard that one, Chief Tabitha. Glory be to God. He says, you only want the power for your own glorification, but not for the glory of the kingdom of God. And this is the reason why the earth realm is operating in so much sickness. This is why the earth realm is operating in so much hate. That's why it's so much division in the earth realm. Because we got people who only want to operate in the power of God from vainglory and not because of the kingdom. This is why we can't get people getting delivered from sicknesses. This is why the church is so discombobulated, because we want vainglory. We want to show people that we got it. No, you ain't got nothing without the Holy Spirit. Not without the power of God. Lord, help me, Jesus. Oh, he told me I got to talk about this again. Glory be to God. Yeah, this is gonna be another. Oh my God, help me, Father. Yeah, we're gonna talk about this one again. Glory be to God. Because there's some folk just don't even understand the totality of the power that God has given each and every vessel that has asked the Holy Spirit to come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I hear you, Father. I hear you. Okay. Glory be to God. So, Father, I thank you. I heard him. Hallelujah. He said, pull back. Pull back. Enough information is too much information. Ramando kutelevekuste resituto sutadana ruba baba sukatele mankuraba pureshe turasa mrustaba no sotadana baba sa. Oh God, we thank you for doing everything that you said you're going to do inside of us. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We bless your holy name. And we ask that you have your way. Have your way inside of us. No more us, but all of you. No more of us, but all of you. Come on, I need somebody just to say, no more of us, but all of you. I can't move without him. I need the Holy Spirit. I can't do this walk without the Holy Spirit. I need him more and more every day. I need him to endow me with the fresh spirit of him every day. It's the only reason why I do what I do is because he renews me every day. Help me. Help me, God. He renews me every day. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for this wonderful word, God, that you've given us today. And, Father, how you're getting ready to move upon your people. I thank you, God, that they're in the prophet's closet, Father. And that, and because of them being in the room, Father, now endow us with the power that is from on high. Give us the ability, Father, to see things that we've never seen. Give us the ability, Father, to call spirits out, Father. Give us the power, Father, to cast out every evil spirit that is trying to dwell in human bodies, Father. Give it to us right now, Father. We're no longer scared, God. We're no longer timid, Father. But we're walking in the power that you've given us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. All right, Pastor E, you can open up the lines, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You,
amen.
Thank you, Father.
I have a request. I have a request. We're dealing with something personal with our ministry.
Have your way.
And the doctors have
given. I don't know
if
Pastor
given,
E hears me, but Pastor E, if you're listening, which I know
you
are,
hear?
You're probably multitasking. But if you would open up the lines, brother, I would greatly appreciate it. Hallelujah! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh glory! Oh glory! Oh glory! Oh glory be to God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Can everybody still hear me? Can everybody still hear me?
No. My microphone went left.
I can't hear anything. If he's talking, I can't hear nothing. Hallelujah.
I'm talking now. You
maybe
can hear
I might
me.
Need to hang up and come back in.
Well, I'm live on the.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hallelujah. I can't hear Pastor E, but if Pastor E can hear me, maybe
Pastor,
I might need
Pastor
to hang
Terry,
up.
Can you hear? Can you hear me, Pastor Terry?
You can just tell somebody to tell
I can,
me to
I can
hang
hear
up
both of you guys,
in,
family. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I think it's probably Dwayne.
Yes, I can hear both of you well. Prophet Woods, I think you have to call back in.
Amen.
What a great word.
Good evening, everybody.
I know I was on one apparatus talking, and I could hear myself coming through, but he couldn't. So I pray that you guys are were blessed today. God really, really moved. And this is nothing but the devices of the enemy. Prophet Dwayne, I hope you can hear me, man of God. Prophet Dwayne, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now. Glory be to God.
All right, all right, all right. I knew it was your phone, but I because I was on
yes,
the mic.
Sir.
But anyway,
yes,
I've been crying out to you for probably about 15 minutes. I have a situation that I want to petition to the men and women of God. Now, we're dealing with something personal here at the Now Church California. One of our go-to members, family, her sister-in-law had a stroke last night, and now the after the prayers that have went forward, I believe there's a lack of faith somewhere, because now the doctors want to say kidneys are failing and start writing your last. What would the prophet say right now?
The devil is a liar. I need everybody who believes in the power of God. What's her name? Matur Abba.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
What's her name, Pastor E?
Man, I just went a blank. Hold on. Pray for her. I know her husband's name is Keith.
Sister Joanne.
Thank you, Pastor Terry.
I need everybody to exercise their faith right now, because you're getting ready to see a miracle.
Mine.
You're getting ready to see a miracle. Not tomorrow.
I exercise
but
mine.
Now. Not tomorrow,
now.
But now.
Now.
Your Father, in the name of Jesus, we're speaking to Sister Joanne right now, Father. And
right
we're
now.
Saying, Father, we're sending your word to her. And according to the book of Matthew, the 8th chapter, when the centurion man said, I'm not worthy to come in, but speak the word only. So, Father, we speak the word over her right now, that she is
in
healed
the name
from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father. And whatever the enemy meant for evil, turn it around for her good right now, Father. Begin to exercise the power up inside of her, Father, that
yes,
everybody
Jesus.
In the room, God, will be ignited with the power, Father, that things
oh,
will begin
Lee.
To move, Father. Things will begin
Lee.
To move and transition in her body
Lee.
Right now,
Lee.
Father. We're thanking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she's healed. Joanne, you are healed. Joanne, you are healed. Because
yes,
of the power
Lord.
Of God. The power of God
I believe.
Is speaking to you in the name of
I
Jesus.
I believe.
There is no kidney failure. There is no
oh,
heart
Jesus.
Attack. Everything will give back to the working of the Spirit of God inside of you. Wonderful woman
New
of God. You still got work to do. You still got work to do.
Thank
Father,
you, Father.
Thank you.
I believe.
We give you praise and we give you honor.
I believe.
We give you the glory that we believe, Father, that she is healed. And we are believing the report of the Lord only. The report of the Lord only is what we're going by and what we're believing. Whoosh. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank
I
you,
believe
Father.
That you can do it, Father. If you woke up Jesus from the
oh,
dead,
I know
Father,
it.
You can wake her up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because
oh,
you
I know
believe
it.
In the working power of Yahshua, HaMashiach, Christ of Nazareth. So,
hey,
Father, we
Jesus.
Thank you. And we're expecting to hear the good report.
The miracle. The miracle.
Name. Yes. Everybody say
the
amen.
Miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what I say,
Prophetess
brother,
Lisa.
That she's here.
I hear you on the line. I know what you would say, because that's just what I'm saying. Prophetess Lisa, I see your hand went up first. Come on in, woman of God. You are in the prophet's closet. I believe.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank Prophet for an awesome word on tonight. I believe, man of God. And I'm telling you, I took some notes, and I just want to say I thank God for the word on tonight. I bless you. Thank God for Pastor E sending me out a text message for me to get online. And I did invite some friends to come online also. So thank you, Prophet. Keep me in your prayer, man of God, going through much warfare. But I know that my warfare has been accomplished. I know the greater all on my life, the greater attacks that I shall go through. But the good thing about it, I know God is protecting me. God bless you, Prophet. Amen. Love you, man of God.
Father, we thank you for this prophet.
Thank you.
We thank you, God, that she's able to get over every circumstance because of the power of the Holy Spirit that's inside of her. Father, I speak to her body right now, and I say be healed in Jesus' mighty name. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father, ignite her, Father, that she can do whatever you've called her to do, Father, despite who left, God, despite who even come, Father, because she's no longer looking to the left nor the right, but she's looking straight ahead, Father, because that's where you're at.
Thank you, Father.
That the glory will overtake her, Father, that she'll no longer see any distraction, but she'll walk in the glory. She'll walk in the power and the might of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. And so it
is. Amen.
So, Father, thank you. I even speak to her baby, Father. Give her the money that she needs, Father, to do what it is for her to do, Father. Oh,
yes,
God, I thank you right now that people will give, Father, according to her faith, Father. Lord,
yes,
I thank you that her
God.
Cupboards have been filled, Father. I think she don't have to worry about putting gas in her tank any longer,
yes,
Father.
God.
Somebody will do it for her, Father. I thank you, Father, that the mortgage is already paid, Father. That bills are already paid, Father. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That belief has been increased, God. Because that she believes in the power that's working inside of her. And everybody that's following her, Father, give them a double portion of the anointing, Father. Everyone that is listening right now under the sound of my voice, give them the power of the double anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus.
My God.
That they can walk beyond it. That they can speak beyond it, that they can live beyond it, that they can walk. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. I thank you. There's somebody in your family, Prophet. There's somebody in your family that God says is dealing with some issues, but there's so much power inside of you, you can just lay hands. And you ain't got to speak it out loud. You can just lay hands and say under your breath, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Be set free
from the
things that is tormenting you. Be set free. I see you, Prophet, walking to people, just laying hands on them, not calling, not saying anything out loud, but just speaking in a soft voice to God. Heal them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Deliver her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give
in the name of Jesus.
I see you walking and doing this.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I believe.
Hallelujah.
That's it right there. You locked in.
There's a woman's conference. There's a woman's conference that somebody getting ready to call you about. There's a woman's conference. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Glory be to God.
Oh, my gosh. Confirmation, Prophet. Confirmation. You just confirmed it. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Now, you may be out there listening. The lines are still open. Dial one so we can get you in order in line to come on this afternoon this afternoon and this evening on the Central and the East Coast. Much, much powerful prayer has went forward. Air code 334, last 41557. You're live on the Prophet's Closet. Come on in.
Hello. Hey, Mama Lisa. Me and Mama just want to let you know that we're in online tonight on the prayer line. And we love you. And appreciate everything you do for us and all.
Amen.
This Desi, and Mama.
Hallelujah.
Prophet,
thank you
so
much.
From both of you all, and I felt that I want that flow. I want everything I can get. I love the Lord. Mama Lisa, no. I'm Lisa, too. But that's Mama Lisa as well. And I enjoy it tonight. I know I need prayer every day and every night with what I'm going through. Yes, but I still keep the faith and hold on.
Hallelujah.
Come
Hallelujah.
On, Prophet.
God be the glory. I hear the lady's voice, the one who came on and said, "We thank God for you, Mama Lisa." What is your name, woman of God?
My name is Desi, and my mom's name is Lisa.
Okay, so we have two Lisas.
Your
yes,
name is Desi. Prophetess Lisa, and then we have Lisa.
Amen.
Lisa.
And we have
Scott.
Desi.
And my daughter is Desi Blackman.
Desi, Father, we thank you. Desi,
yes,
my
Lord.
God, glory. The things that you've been through, Desi, that you ain't spoke about, Father, I thank you that you're healing her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you right now, Father, that everything that has been troubling her, Father, oh, God, I don't know why I keep seeing the number 16. I keep seeing the number 16, my God, glory. I don't know what happened at the age of 16, but whatever happened, the devil meant to take you out, but he is a liar, and this is the opportune time that God is calling you to come forward right now, Desi. Roshaba, the Spirit of God has been calling you for a long, long time, and there's sometimes that you've turned a deaf ear to the things of God, but God says today is the day of reckoning in your life.
Yes, Lord.
That there are things that you'll be able to do that other folk have run from, but God says no longer shall you run, but you will run,
yes,
to the glory.
Amen.
To the glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God overtake you. And Father, I come against the spirit of molestation. I come against the spirit of rape, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I glorify you for what you get ready to do in Desi's life. Thank you. That she is an overcomer, Father.
Hallelujah.
Overcomer. We give you praise. We give you
praise.
Honor. And I thank you, Father, for her mother, Lisa, who has been walking the floor for her children, Father, who's been walking and petitioning you, Father, for everything, God, that don't allow whatever has happened to me, God, attached to my children, Father. I see the tears, Lisa, that you cried out to God. And God says, I'm getting ready to heal you. My Father, help me. I'm healing you even right now. I'm touching you from the things that have happened in your childhood, from the things that have happened into your life. I come against the abuse that you've been through. Whoosh,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I come against every tormenting spirit that keeps you up at night, that tries to mess with your mind. And let her go. If I be a lying prophet, my God, help me, Jesus. Oh, God, allow these things to happen for Lisa, Father. The things that her mother didn't get, God, allow her to have. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you,
thank
God,
you, Lord,
that you're getting ready to do it for. I thank you that it's already happening for, Father. I thank you, God.
Thank you.
Walk in the power. May the power of God overtake you. Glory. May you see things that you've never seen before. May you, oh, God, I heard that one. Oh, God, I heard that one. You said, God, just bless my children. Bless my children, Father. Bless my grandchildren, God. Don't allow whatever has hurt me, God, affect my children's children, Father. Woo! I heard you pray that prayer to the Father. I heard you say that to God. Oh, God, glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on, Lisa. Tell the Father, I can do all things, God. I can do it, Father. I can do all things. I want your strength, Father. Oh, God, I can make it past this, Father. I thank you that you created me for such a time as this.
Hallelujah. Lisa, and just to confirm what the man of God is saying, this is your season for rejoicing, because you have been through a lot, and it goes unnoticed by some, but the most important thing is that you have to be victorious, because you know what you've been through, and it's time for you to celebrate God in your life and watch that turn around until your dreams and visions and your ideas come to fruition. You'll see your children be prosperous. You'll see your children become successful, but it begins with you, and you have to begin in your rejoicing to God and just thanking him for everything he's doing. And you, and the stuff people can't see, just thank him for those things and rejoice.
I do.
Amen. Amen. And watch the results come.
Thank you so much.
No, bless you today. Bless you today. No, thank you so much for being here with us. Anyone else out there that would like to dial one and raise your hand, you can do that right now. We got a couple more minutes before the prophet is going to release us, but we want to give everyone that opportunity, especially that one person out there that doesn't know the Jesus we're talking about like we know him. That you may have had an encounter, but you don't know him as your true personal savior. Dial one right now. Prophet will plug you. I'll plug you. We'll get you the starter kit, which isn't very long, and get you right where you need to be to begin a new life. Amen?
Amen.
Well, Prophet, I think we have done what God has asked us to do today. Go ahead and pray us out of here. We hear you, Pastor Terry.
Amen. So, Father, we thank you. Give you praise for all these special vessels, Father, that you have on the line. Lord, you see their tears. You know their hurt. You know their concerns, Father. You know what's dealing with them right now, Father, way more than I know, Father. But, Father, I thank you that you're sending help to them right now in the name of Jesus. You're touching them, Father, because they're saying, I need a touch right now from you, God, just to let me know that you're with me, Father. They're asking, God, for just a touch. So, Father, we're thanking you right now for touching them. We thank you right now, God, for delivering, Father.
Thank you
right now, Father, that you're getting ready to show up and show out in their lives, Father. Touch, God, the way that you know how to touch. Deliver the way that you know how to deliver, Father. Speak the word, God, the way that you have spoken it into the earth realm, Father. Do it for your people right now, God. We're in need of
you
right now, Father. And we glorify you and we magnify you even in the midst of it, Father. Have your way. Have your way right now, God. Touch every individual who's listening to me in the internet world. Touch them, Father. Touch that one who's saying, I want to know who this Jesus is. Touch them right now, Father, in the mighty
name. Thank you, Father.
As we give you praise and as we give you the honor.
Praise.
And as we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And it is so, and so it is. You have now been released from the prophet's closet. May the Father continue
love you,
to
family.
Each and every one of you. And we love you. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Come back fourth Wednesday of this month.
Fourth,
we got
yes.
another word for you. We have another
Amen.
Word for you about the power of God. God bless you.
Ooh, if there's anything hot like this one, you better get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. In Jesus' name. Man, bless you, my brother.
Bless you too, sir.
I dare you to listen to the words of this song before y'all hang up. I dare you. Just the first verse. You'll never leave.
Bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name still, you cause the seas to still, the rage in me to still. Once again, I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, oh, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Hey, yeah. And me, you cause these bones to live, you cause these lungs to sing. once again, I will pray for me. You cause these bones to live. You cause these lungs to sing. Once again, I will pray. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, you make the darkness tremble.